Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt.
Today's episode is, have you ever dreaded that meeting with your boss, with a colleague, with a staff member you're the leader over, and wished someone would write you a note to say you could stay home and don't have to go to school today? But darn, you're the boss and you have to show up. Tessa, has that ever happened to you?
Yes. Oh my goodness. You know, I was thinking about a time when I had to go to a meeting that was, I knew that it was going to be really, really tough. And unfortunately, there had been some emails back and forth. Things had been misunderstood and things had been sent to people higher up. Like it had really gotten big and it felt like it was really blown out of proportion. Some really unkind things had been said about me in those emails. And so I noticed within myself, like, I didn't want to go. Like that morning, I didn't want to get out of bed. As I was driving to work, like I was doing like my own visualization of trying to be in a good space, but I really felt like I was walking into an ambush. I had no idea how bad it was going to be. I had no idea if the skills that I had in my toolbox were going to be enough to manage what possibly could be thrown at me. And I was really struggling with my own sense of competency to be able to manage what was happening. But I also was 100% struggling with my image of the other people because I knew that they were out to get me. That was my story. That was in air quotes. I really believed they were out to get me. I believed they were going to ambush me when I walked in and that they were trying to set me up for failure and take me down. And I think what was really humbling for me is that even though I was really working hard to be in a positive, open space, I still had this belief about who I believed at the core, even though I knew they didn't want to be that because I know they're beautiful people because I've known these people for a long time. I knew in that moment, I believed that's what I felt like they were. That's the space they were in. And what I think was really humbling is that when I finally walked into that room, that we were able to see each other's humanness. And although I was prepared for what felt like was going to be a fight, when I walked in, that's not at all what I got. And I was confronted with how powerful our stories can be when we really allow our stories to run away with us. And I had painted these individuals as bad guys, and they weren't bad guys. They were people that were upset. They had shot off some inappropriate emails. But at the end of the day, they were still the beautiful human beings that they are. And it was me that had spun. And I was just really embarrassed and humbled and grateful that I had done the work that I had done, that I quickly could pivot and be able to meet them where they were. And then sad that I wasn't the one that was there first. How about you?
You know, I think fear and stories we tell ourselves and anxiety or apprehension of the unknown can really do a number on a leader or someone in a position to make a difference, right? That it's that self-doubt that creeps in. It's that, well, imposter syndrome that definitely creeps in, right? And so I think we've all been there. I can't imagine there's any leader out there that hasn't at one time or another created a story that led them down a path that didn't happen, but they worked themselves up to believe it was going to happen. Right. And so I loved that you said you visualized, you paused long enough to listen to the comments that were made to you so that you felt welcomed instead of attacked, that those things got you through. And so it's so important when you have a tough meeting that perhaps you're going to be going into, to perhaps write out an agenda or send an agenda, to remember that emails don't always tell us the story, that often we read more into them than they're intended to be. We put an exclamation point at the end of something, and that leads us astray. And so I guess as you head into your next meeting, as you head into the next situation that you're apprehensive about, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've got this, and don't create a story that really isn't there to know that you have the skills that it takes to pivot and tell a different story so that you're successful. So the challenge is when you're apprehensive, you're wishing that someone would write you a note so you don't have to go to school, but you are the boss and you have to lead that difficult conversation or go into that difficult space that you are worried about. Pause, take a breath, and remember that you've got this. And the story doesn't control you, but your actions and how you see it in the moment is what should control the scenario.
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this, and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.